have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Pirate!
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? Have a light in the morning.
This is the world of boating. Greg, the first mate. Barry, the boater. Captain Rusty with us today. And RV Tom working with us. We got a pretty full crew today. It's pretty nice. Barry, I'm kind of thinking this was one of the best crews we've had in a while.
Yeah.
Present company included. I mean, when it's just you, you know, or me.
Oh, you're
anything is an upgrade. Yeah,
wait,
of course.
Oh, okay, you're not including me. Okay,
no, yeah, I am.
All right.
I mean, hey, we're usually pretty poor.
I may have found a fixer-upper for Rusty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me tell you about it. This was this Thursday, the 12th. Yeah. A group of tourists who were visiting from South Florida, from Omaha, Nebraska, were making their way down from Fort Lauderdale to the Keys on a 40-foot vessel called Size Matters. Size Matters had something off of by Miami Beach. They noticed the smell of something burning, and the boat caught fire.
Oh, that's
40-foot go fast. They were running with several other MTI boats. It was like a poker run or get together, and this thing burned to the waterline. Here's a picture of it.
Oh, right, right. I saw
engines,
the video. Five engines and
five
everything
engines.
Else is charred.
But it was still floating at the end. When they finally put the fire out, there was looked like charcoal on top, water right on the side. The engines are still there.
So it's a fixer-upper from the waterline up.
From Rusty, yeah. You could tow it back home and put a whole new top on it.
Huh. You know, or we could just go with a floating barbecue boat.
Yes. Well, yeah, okay.
Put
there,
some 4x8 sheets of plywood
turn
on it.
Turn into a barge.
You had the fastest party barge ever.
Yeah. I mean, did the engines still work, or do we know if they were totaled too?
I don't know, but I mean, the boat didn't sink. They showed a picture of it with the fire out. The engines are still there, and it didn't sink. So, I mean, if they didn't get water in the engines and they can pull it out quick enough. I mean, how much is one of those, let's say 250, 300 horsepower engines? How much is one of them, Rusty?
250, 300. They're 75 to 100. I mean, they're very pricey.
So there's about $500,000 of just engines in there.
You would
absolutely.
Think.
Absolutely.
And if they didn't on water and they didn't sink, I would think they would be salvageable unless fire got to them too somehow, but it did look like it was just the vessel that caught fire. It didn't look like the engines caught fire.
And the people, they had luggage with them. None of the luggage got damaged. So I'm saying, they got all their luggage off. So I'm saying, go get some sheets of nice marine grade plywood, just hammer right over the top of everything, redo the engines, get your controls and all that. Mm. And there you go. You got the best deck.
Well, here's an idea. You get a hold of the vessel and you take the engines off and put them on something that doesn't look quite as barbecued. Yeah.
So Barry, I don't want to say that this sounds suspicious, but the fact that they got all their suitcases off.
Yeah,
they're
good
off
point.
The boat, it just seems a little odd that it happens this way. It's like, oh, well, we weren't on the boat when it caught on fire.
Right.
No, they were on the boat because there were witnesses out there, saw them, they put on the life preservers and said, we're hitting the water. And other boats were around them. So the fire department came right out and put it out. There's video out there. You can see this thing. I've never seen so much black smoke coming out of something. I mean, something that big with five engines must have had an amazing amount of fuel.
Yeah, but did they chuck the luggage off so it didn't burn? Or
I don't
understand
how
that could have burned.
There was videos of them carrying their luggage off. I mean, it looked a little bit
singed.
Singed, but I mean, still, you got your clothes. You got your stuff.
I guess you could look at that as a fixer-upper. It'd be interesting to see what they do with a boat like that from an insurance standpoint. I mean, I'm sure I would say that's probably totaled. From an insurance standpoint, but would the insurance company then take those engines and try to do something with them? I don't know.
They do that with your car. If they total your car, they will sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell it. They either to, not a chop shop. What do you call them? They recycle
salvage yard or something.
Yeah, salvage yard. And depending on how bad it is, you know, they can get some good money back.
Yeah. Did you ever do that kind of stuff when you're working at the dealership, Rusty, where you're dealing with?
We did not. Now, okay. We would take boats that, like, they'll do at a car dealership that we don't want. We're not going to sell them. We're not going to try to fix up. And there's companies that will come through and, you know, give you a price for them and take them off your hands. And now they'll do that kind of thing.
They'll part it out, so to speak, a little bit. Yeah.
So hey, Greg, I had a question. You said you've been gone for like a month. So you were gone during the Miami Boat Show.
I was, yes. Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody's actually talked about it, but I have heard from that show that boat sales were really good.
Yeah. Well, going into it, we had heard, all the indicators were really strong. And then it happened while I was away in Australia, New Zealand. And so, yeah, we haven't really talked about, you know, what happened. But, of course, while I was away, there was also this little war issue thing.
In New Zealand for the next 6 years.
But that aside, I mean, going in, all the economic indicators were really strong for the boat show. So I don't know if we're about to see a little hiccup because of all this stuff or it'll remain strong. But I kind of figured it was going to be a record breaker. Is that what you heard?
I did. And I talked to my friends like at Chriscraft, and one of the things their VP of sales told me, he goes, it's like people are going, screw it. We're just going to go ahead and buy a boat. We're trying to figure out what the economy is going to do.
Yep.
And we're tired of waiting. And so we're just going ahead with whatever we want to do now.
Yeah. Well, I think that was definitely the vibe we were getting going into it before I left. Now, like I said, I throw this war thing in there because that could change people's attitudes over the next month or two. We'll have to wait and see, and it might just blow over and hopefully things will be great and we won't lose any momentum, but you know, it's always something, you know, but we can hope for the best. That's kind of how I look at it. And hopefully that'll roll into the shows. Like, you know, 2 weeks from today, we got the Palm Beach Boat Show. We got one in Orlando, one in Clearwater,
Tampa
area. Yeah. All the same weekend. So it'll be very interesting to see if we see that momentum continue or we see a little, you know, hesitation come into to play. Have you talked to anybody since any of this news kind of hit?
I have. Ryan at our Daytona store and also Daniel, my business partner here. Every show they've done so far, they've done extremely well.
Yeah.
You know, record numbers in Jacksonville, record numbers, the Daytona show. Everywhere they're going right now, people are just, I think people are ready to spend some money.
Yeah. Well, there's no question they've had it. It's been out there for a while. It's just, like I said, you know, could we see any blip because of this stuff in the news? I mean, you know, hopefully we won't is my hope, because I'd like to see everybody do well. But, you know, you just never know if that'll affect the psyche of the buying public there a little bit, you know, and even if it does, I mean, hopefully it'll be very temporary and it won't create massive chaos, but you just don't know at this point. Right, Barry? What do you think?
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's not just the psyche. It's the fact that you go to the gas station and last week you paid $3 a gallon and yesterday I paid $3.79.
Right. So, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, if it's temporary, like they say,
it's going to be temporary until the price comes back down.
Well, right.
And that'll depend on how
uncertainty. And the uncertainty is what plays into the psyche, I think, of the public.
Yeah.
I mean, because people, like you said, you know, if they got the money, like, screw it. It's time to just spend it, go buy a new boat, and live like RV Tom and Captain Rusty.
That's right.
What people are thinking right now. They're just like, do I got the means to do this? Well, no, but screw it. Put it on the credit card. Let's go. Yeah. Good Lord, let's go. But
he's dean of the college. He could do what he wants.
Well, he can. And everybody wants to be them, including me and definitely Barry. Well, good stuff, guys. Thanks for giving us a little upgrade on the World of Boating crew this week. We deeply appreciate it. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up for this week. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, you barnacle bit. swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.